Drive by Little Rock's VA hospital and you'll see the largest number of solar panels in the state, right on top of their parking area. They are indicative of a regional move, albeit slight, towards solar. With Texas ordering 400 times the amount of solar panels that are on the VA hospital's parking lot, the South is becoming more interested in renewable energy. Chris Warren, a journalist and former editor of Photon magazine, has covered all things solar since the early 90s. Last year, he began to see this significant change.
There were these developments in the South that started to surprise me, including Texas in this, but also North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia. And over a series of months and, you know, as long as a year, I could see that there were some interesting developments that weren't driven by this normal paradigm of lots of incentives. It was no incentives. It made me realize that there were some market dynamics that were starting to infiltrate parts of the country that had not been very keen on supporting solar.
Solar power, the conversion of sunlight to electricity, is now gaining respect as a viable option for both household and corporate energy consumption. Warren covered this phenomenon in his piece, The Revolution Will Be Solarized.
This came out literally just a week after my story came out. Half of all new generation in the United States in the first quarter was solar.
Arkansas's market is regulated, with very few electric companies providing all of the service to the public. Entergy Arkansas is one of the largest utilities in the state and services 700,000 customers. 90 of those are solar customers. Entergy Arkansas spokeswoman Sally Graham says the company will work with solar users.
Well, we certainly encourage any customer who is interested in supplementing their energy usage with wind or solar to contact us, and we'll work with them in installing the net metering devices.
Currently, nuclear and coal provide the bulk of power in the state. While the company supports solar, it has made no official decision to pursue it as one of its energy sources.
We believe long-term solar energy has great potential due to lowering costs and sustainability. Its challenge has been its ability to compete on costs. And as a regulated utility in the state of Arkansas, we have an obligation to provide safe, reliable power at the lowest reasonable cost.
Net metering is something that helps solar users get more value from their panels, and approximately 200 homes in the state use it. Net metering lets solar panel users receive credit for any energy they generate and don't use. Frank Kelly, a local financial consultant, was an early adopter of net metering. He and other solar supporters worked to get the Distributed Generation Act implemented around the state.
We got net metering passed in 2001. By 2010, there were less than 50 net metering systems in Arkansas. So it wasn't working. We needed something else to get a spot on the playing field.
J.D. Lowry with the Arkansas Energy Office says that from 2009 to 2011, Arkansas had a $1.8 million rebate program with a large part focused on metering installation.
There was 37 installations between 2001 and 2009. Within the two-year period that we administered this program, we had about 140 installations.
Within 18 months of starting the rebate program, net metering showed a 400% growth when compared to the previous 8 years that saw little metering installation. 32 states currently have renewable portfolio standards with incentives for solar and other renewable energy.
Where you see solar really taking hold in the United States, it's in areas that have something called a renewable portfolio standard or other incentives that are out there to really encourage investment.
Do we have a renewable portfolio standard in Arkansas?
We do not currently have one.
The rebate program no longer exists, but there is still a 30% federal tax incentive available to those looking into the cost of renewable energy. As Bill Ball's backing out his solar-powered tool truck and demonstrating solar-powered generators, it is evident he has been in the business for a while. He's been involved with solar energy in Arkansas since the late 70s and worked to create the Distributed Generation Act. He runs Stellar Sun in Little Rock and says the state incentive program leveled the playing field.
So I went back in 2011 and I went back this last session. And it was, I call it the Distributed Generation Act. Some states are now doing it. And basically it's a long-term contract where the utility agrees to buy your electricity from you.
The state has yet to approve the rebate or any sort of incentives again. The cost of solar is still higher than traditional energy and therefore a less viable option. While Arkansas utilities offer the option of net metering, they do not invest in solar as a source of power, as other states have started to do. Lowry with the Arkansas Energy Office.
At the end of the day, they have a duty to make sure that the Arkansans have access to affordable energy. And so that's why they, you know, they push back against renewables. We know that right now, based on the price points, that there is going to be an increased cost. And it's just a different mindset.
The main issue becomes, what goes into calculating cost? When Warren interviewed the CEOs of large solar companies, global warming and pollution never came up. The issue was pure economics.
I think that the decrease of solar prices makes it so that it's more of an even swap. Oh, okay, I can keep my lights on, I can do whatever I need to do. Hey, by the way, I can also help combat climate change. And for a lot of people, I think that's a pretty compelling argument.
Maggie Carroll, KUAR News.